بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brother and sister, salamu alaikum and welcome to a new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about taking care of our health.
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. سجدة للجباه في ركعة في صلاة نرجو بها إلها نسعى بها لرضا يا الله يا الله عادل في قضائك يا الله يا الله واسع في عطائك.
On Wednesday we are here, 9th of Zilqa'dah, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Ordibehesht, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of May, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Now we open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Al-A'raf, verse 31.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا بني آدم خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد وكلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين.
O children of Adam, take your adornment at every masjid and eat and drink, but be not excessive. Indeed, He likes not those who commit excess.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It has been narrated that whenever Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him, stood to keep prayer, he used to wear his best clothes. In answer to the question why he used to do so, he said, Allah is beautiful and He likes beauty. Therefore, I decorate myself for Him. It is narrated from Ibn Abbas, who has said, Eat whatever you desire and wear whatever you like. But be aware that the two qualities of extravagance, qualities of extravagance and pride do not cause you to commit sin.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا
شكراً
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا.
The reason of taking care of our body and health is that we all belong to Allah, to whom we should return. And this body is given to us by Allah, and we should submit this body one day to Allah. Hence, it is our duty to take care of these bodies which are given to us, and we should submit these bodies in better conditions to Allah. Our bodies should not be neglected or abused in any way, because bodies do not deserve such a bad treatment. Health is important because without good health, one will not be able to carry out his or her duties. For example, perform prayers, observing fast in the month of Ramadan, and making a pilgrimage of Hajj to Mecca. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, said, There are two blessings which many men do not appreciate, health and leisure.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified person. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Ali host, and inshallah we shall be having a fruitful discussion on how to take care of our physical body. Another important way to make exercise easier is to choose an activity that we actually enjoy. Some examples include walking while listening to an audiobook or attending a class at our gym where good music drives up our energy level. Finding an activity that we enjoy means that we are more likely to stick with it. We need to find a form of exercise that we would like to do and then finding a time when we can make it work with our schedule. We need again to watch what we put into our body. We have to avoid putting unhealthy substances into our body. Nicotine, alcohol, and even excessive caffeine can take a toll on our health in the long run, but also make us feel loosey overall in our day-to-day life. In addition to watching what we put into our body, it also helps if we can avoid allowing toxic thinking patterns from exacerbating our stress levels as well. We need to find healthier ways to manage stress and we'll enjoy double health and stress management benefits.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
How to take care of our mental health in Islam? That's the question. Turn to Allah, and that's the answer. In times of despair, turning to Allah provides both comfort and strength. The Quran reassures us, "Your Lord has proclaimed, 'Call upon me, I will respond to you. Surely those who are too proud to worship me will enter hell fully humbled.'" Chapter 40, verse 60. This verse reminds us that we are never alone in our struggles. By calling upon Allah in prayer and supplication, we find emotional relief and the assurance that our struggles are heard by the one who can ease our burdens. Trusting in Allah during difficult times brings a profound sense of peace and security. Today's special and exercising, which is an integral part in the life of a Muslim. Islam encourages anything that promotes refreshing the mind and revitalizing the body, provided it does not lead to or involve sin, cause harm, or hamper or delay religious obligations. The traditions of Prophet Muhammad undoubtedly encourage involvement in sporting activities as a way to promote a healthy lifestyle and encourage brotherly love and family togetherness. A true believer recognizes the wonder of the human body and is grateful to the Creator. This gratitude is shown in the care and attention given to maintaining optimum health. Islam's holistic approach to health covers all aspects of the mind, body, and soul. A truly health-conscious person blends diet, nutrition, and exercise with the remembrance of Allah and an intention to fulfill all their religious obligations. Sheikh Azhar Nasser.
There's a hadith where a group of the companions of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, salawatullahi alayhi. One of the companions of the sixth Imam, he reports the following. He says, مَرِضَ بَعْضُ مَوَالِيهِ فَخَرَجْنَا إِلَيْهِ نَعُودُ. The Imam alayhi salam had thousands of students. This individual says that one of the close companions of Imam al-Sadiq fell ill. He was sick. وَنَحْنُ عِدَّةٌ مِّن مَوَالِي جَعْفَرٍ. And we were a group of the close companions of Ja'far al-Sadiq, so we decided to go and visit this sick believer. فَاسْتَقْبَلَنَا جَعْفَرٍ فِي بَعْضِ الطَّرِيقِ. This person says that we were leaving, we were walking in the streets, we were going to visit this sick person, and we ran into Imam al-Sadiq. So the Imam alayhi salam asks us, Aina turidun? Where are you guys going? So they say to the Imam that one of your students is sick and we're going to visit him. The Imam alayhi salam, he says, Qifu. He says, wait for me. I want to join you. The Imam alayhi salam gets dressed, and as he's walking out of his house, he says to them, مع أحدكم تفاحة. Do any of you guys have an apple? They say, no, we don't have an apple with us. He says, do you have cologne or some type of fragrance? Do you have incense? Do you have something that we can give as a gift to this sick person? They said, no. The Imam says, wait here. He goes and he retrieves a gift to go and give to the sick person. The Imam alayhi salam then tells them, أَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ الْمَرِيضَ يَسْتَرِيحُ إِلَىٰ كُلِّ مَا أُدْخِلَ بِهِ عَلَيْهِ. The Imam says to them, don't you know that when something is sick, anything that you give to them as a gift will lift their spirits? You see, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq is paying attention to what? The emotional well-being of the person who is sick. My dear brothers and sisters, this is the Islamic approach, to not treat sick people just like their bodies. Pay attention to their emotional well-being.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for your company, and we'll leave you in Allah's care. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي